This is The Promise of Him, and I am Tara, and our message today is Heartbeat. When I was just a child, and I would get frightened or hurt, or if I was simply unsure of something, or even when I was ill, my daddy would hold me in his lap, and I would remember he always wore white V-neck t-shirts. And he would lay my head down on his chest and say to me, "Everything is going to be okay. Daddy is here. You are safe. Nothing will ever harm you. Just close your eyes and rest." And I would close my eyes and just listen to the sound of his heartbeat. And I felt so safe, so secure, and so very loved. I would just fall fast asleep in his arms, knowing he was with me. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Isaiah 43:2. 1 Samuel 14:7. And his armor-bearer said to him, "Do everything that is in your heart, meaning mind. Here I am with you in whatever you think best." Our parents are a reflection of the Father's love. When they are being loving and kind, when they are showing his true nature, God established it that way from the beginning to teach us of him and of his ways. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. Psalm 103:13. And to those who do not have parents or were not raised by parents, whoever did raise you or whoever has shown a kindness and a love towards you, that is the Father's love showing you who he is and what he's about. Anyone who does not know love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4:8. God has compassion on us and does not withhold his very own Son. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. He is the most interesting person I have ever met. His thoughts run so deeply. They are so astonishing. He gets me to think about things in ways like no other can. And he is so gentle and so understanding with the ways my mind works. There is none other like him. That brings us to Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So the next time you are concerned about something important, just give it to the Lord. Let him figure it out for you. Let his thoughts become your thoughts, and his ways become your ways, by you trusting in him. He will direct your path. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. I was working at a great job last year, one that I truly loved. I loved everything about it except the pay. I had to work a second job in order to meet my family's needs. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I had just had cancer the prior year, and it was very difficult on my body to work two jobs, and the second one being physical. And I was just getting home late at night to rise the next morning early and do it all over again. However, I continued to do this for months, for months on end. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. When one day I was working at my full-time job, and I received an unexpected phone call. It was a company calling regarding a job interview interest in me. I normally hang these calls up, but I knew to stay and listen to this one. I excused myself and listened to what she had to say. It sounded way too good to be true. And when I asked the pay, I couldn't turn down the opportunity. I went to the interview, and it went so very smooth, unlike any prior interviews I have had. And I received a call that afternoon offering me the position. I couldn't believe it. It all happened so quickly. I was so excited at first. You must realize I talked to the Lord about everything, and I had talked to him about all my struggles prior to this call regarding an interview. And I spoke to him about the call and the interview. I knew he was the one who had ordained it. But then, here comes fear. It swept right in. And I began to question if I was making a mistake, because I loved my job so very much. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. So I told my job about my opportunity, and I asked for a raise. I told them I would stay if they could just give me a small raise. I prayed to the Lord and said this was up to him, what they do. If he wants me to stay, he will have them give me a raise. If not, I know it's time for me to leave. So they had me wait a week for an answer, and they went to hire management. Long story short, I did not get the raise. Remember, when God blesses you with something to move forward in your life, the enemy always comes to try to steal the blessing from underneath you. The thief cometh not, but that he may steal and kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10. In the end, I chose the blessing that God gave me. I chose the right thing, and it has been the most fruitful and most rewarding job that I have ever had. When God hands you the plow, you move forward, and you are to never look back. That's where I was making the mistake. Genesis 19:26. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. So I had become fearful about the job, but my daddy's heartbeat, his word of promise, put my restlessness right to ease. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Proverbs 16:19. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Isaiah 30:21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way. Walk in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. Isaiah 58:11. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Isaiah 48:17. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Jeremiah 10:23. I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. James 1:5-6. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. So when you are frightened or hurt or simply unsure about something, or if you are feeling ill, just trust his heartbeat. Know that he is holding you to his chest and saying, everything is going to be okay. Daddy is here, and I'm not going to let anything ever harm you. Not ever. John 13:23. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved, trusting in him, listening to his heartbeat. Father, you are the one that I love. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My heart blossoms for you. Holy Spirit, you are the whisperer in my heart. May my words bring you joy. And Holy Spirit, I'm whispering back to you. Thank you, Lord, for helping me with this. Forever, my beloveds, thank you for taking the precious time to listen. Love to you all. Just listen for his heartbeat.